A regional court in Ostrava, where four neo-Nazis are standing trial for an arson attack against a Roma family, has come under siege by the Czech and foreign media. In one of the final hearings on Tuesday, the state attorney demanded prison sentences of up to 25 years for what she says was premeditated, racially motivated attempted murder. Daniela Lazarova has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. Daniela, when can we expect a verdict, and are we looking at exemplary punishment here?
Well, this case is clearly exceptional in many ways. Just to give you a quick rundown, the court is dealing with a Molotov cocktail attack on the home of a Roma family in April of last year. It took place late at night and left three people badly injured, including a two-year-old girl who suffered third-degree burns to 80% of her body. So it was a very, very serious case that shocked the nation. The attack met with widespread condemnation and received international media publicity. As shocking evidence of the racial intolerance that Roma face in this country. It also jolted the authorities into action. Unlike other arson attacks on Romani families, and there have been plenty of them, in this case the police caught the suspects and filed charges relatively quickly, and the court case itself has received intense media attention. In fact, the closing hearings are being broadcast live on Czech public television. The state attorney, the prosecutor, as you said, has demanded extraordinary punishment of up to 25 years for three of the neo-Nazis and a sentence of up to 15 years for the fourth, who alone admitted to the crime and expressed regret over his actions. Now, on Czech scale, that would indeed be exemplary punishment, but we'll have to wait for the final verdict, which is expected within a fortnight. In fact, we've heard October the 20th is to be the date.
Now, when you say that only one of the four suspects has admitted to the crime, what line has the defense counsel taken then?
Well, the court heard plenty of evidence linking the four youths to neo-Nazi activities. The ringleader brazenly attended the hearings wearing a T-shirt with neo-Nazi symbols and refused to say a single word. Two of his accomplices tried to defend their actions by saying they had believed the house to be uninhabited, a line of defence dismissed by the prosecution on the grounds that they had first turned off the water supply to ensure that the house's inhabitants could not put out the fire. Their defence lawyers are seeking to get them released on the grounds of what they call a lack of enough incriminating evidence. And it's true that at least one witness refused to take the stand after receiving death threats. But given what the police have assembled, together with the admission of one of the neo-Nazis, that should be enough to see them all imprisoned for many years.
This arson case led the authorities to beef up the fight against the far right. Is this verdict expected to serve as a deterrent against further racist violence?
Well, that is indeed what we're hearing. And I think that an exemplary verdict is what the public wants to see in this case. But observers are warning against excessive optimism here. They're pointing out that there are dozens, if not hundreds, of cases of racial discrimination and violence that do not get enough attention and that do not end up in court. And they say that until that happens, the situation will not improve.
And finally, Daniela, how is the worst victim of this brutal attack faring?
Well, she's doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances. She's undergone close to 20 operations and skin grafts in the past year, had two fingers amputated, and her parents say she's still very traumatised. Doctors say it's a miracle she survived at all, and clearly she's a fighter, but it's obvious that the attack has marked her for life.
Thank you very much, Daniela Lazarova, for that.